Social Salad family and friends of the family. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And today we're going to talk to you about sales and why you're not selling. But before we get started, we want to establish what's important to use when it comes to sales. And that's integrity. So if you came to this podcast looking for easy, fast, sleazy sales techniques, you are in the wrong place. Maybe try YouTube. There's loads of shady on there. But
yes, there is.
Yeah. But guys, if you want to learn how to sell with integrity and make a sale that gives value to your brand, and by that, I mean make a sale that will establish a lifelong fanatic customer, someone who will always buy that next product or service you put out there, then stick around because we've got a lot of information for you. Sydney, let's go ahead and get started.
All right. So the first reason why you may not be selling is because your content doesn't target a specific audience. And this is something that we did talk about in the last podcast, but we're going to go in depth here. This is a really common mistake that I see with a lot of businesses. They have an awesome product or service and they want it in front of as many people as possible, which totally makes sense, right? But what ends up happening is that they end up having generic content that is sales focused rather than valuable content that provides a solution. And this is because there is not a specific direction. So how can you understand the needs of your audience if your target is everyone? So by saying that your product or service is a good fit for everyone basically implies that your product or service doesn't appeal to anyone in particular.
Sydney, hang on 1 second. You just blew my mind by that because okay. I never even thought of that before. Like being so generic,
yeah.
It doesn't appeal to really anyone. I mean, that blows my mind. I think that is such an important point that we should emphasize there. That's great.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people focus on the numbers, but the problem is that if you're focusing on the amount of people, you're not actually focusing on your actual customer.
Right.
You're not focusing on that person. You're focusing on a bunch of people. So, also, marketing to everyone just increases your marketing costs. The larger the audience, the more money you end up spending. And if you're targeting people who may or may not be interested, you're throwing your money down the drain. So think about Facebook ads. When you go, and if you haven't placed a Facebook ad, we actually have a really awesome course coming out, so stay
Yay!
Tuned. But when, yes, so when you place a Facebook ad, when you target people, you can see how large the audience is. And some people think, oh my God, I'm targeting 20 million people. This is great. No, it's not, because your ad is not, it's not good, because you're going to end up spending more money on that ad because of that larger audience. And it might not be as niche as it could be. So always, always, always break it down.
I want to point something out about the Facebook ads. And I don't think we addressed this in the course. So I want to point this out now. Facebook, when you're like defining your audience, they really make it seem like you need to have a large audience.
It does get a little bit confusing because they do want you to spend more money. And I've had a lot of success with Facebook ads and other advertising on other social media platforms. And you the most success comes when I am as specific as possible, because you are constantly in front of your target audience.
Yep.
So bringing this all together, marketing to everyone just increases your cost, and you're going to end up throwing money down the drain rather than putting money into your actual audience. So remember, you are selling a solution. It does not matter if it is a product or a service. Your product or service is meant to improve someone's life in whatever way that is. And that product or service isn't necessarily a good fit for everyone. And when you have a defined audience, you can create content that appeals to them. You can gather data and analytics from them. You can target them with catchy campaigns that you know they will click on because it was meant for them. Demographically different groups each have unique preferences. Is a 22-year-old going to buy a product for the same reason a 52-year-old will? Is their need the same? You kind of have to think about it that way. So, for example, if my marketing company is targeting realtors, which it was targeting realtors when I first started my marketing company, wouldn't it make sense for my content to be real estate focused so that I can capture their interest? It would. And if I am if I'm targeting startups, wouldn't it make sense for me to brand myself as the marketing agency for startups rather than I market everyone? Mm-hmm. You want to become the specialist, even for a product. You want to become the product for that niche audience. Otherwise, why will they choose you over another company? Give them a reason to buy from you.
Along those same lines, your content could be drawing the wrong audience, and that's why it's not selling. Like Sydney said,
totally. That's so important, yeah, too.
If you are targeting the wrong audience, that product is not necessarily a good fit for everyone.
Yes.
So your campaigns and content are specific, but people aren't buying. We hear it all the time. I have so many Facebook page likes. I have a lot of website hits, but I'm not getting the sales I should expect from my numbers. I had that exact email sent to me the other day. What am I doing wrong? You just don't know your demographic. If your services offer a software to businesses with a net profit of 2 million plus, but your market is geared towards startups, you're not going to get sales because your startups can't afford you. Or if your product...
Wait, let me, I want to say one thing with that, because when it comes, let's go back to the advertising quickly on Facebook. Let's say you put out an awesome campaign. You're like, oh my God, why wouldn't someone click on this? This is great. And your target is way too broad. You might see a lot of clicks and a lot of likes. And that's because, okay, people might click on things. They might accidentally click on things. But that is the reason why your money is wasted, because you're going to see analytics. You're going to get confused. Your content is going to get messed up because you might see these results, but it's actually not what you want because the wrong people are clicking.
Mm-hmm. So you have to know. That's important. Absolutely. You have to know your audience, and not just in terms of age and income, but you have to know their likes, their dislikes, their behaviors, essentially what they respond to. And just that really does go a long way in building the trust of your audience. Remember, this is all about integrity. You have to build their trust. You have to make sure they know that you get them. And you cannot put out a premium product or really any product and expect sales from visuals and copy and content that no audience will respond to. That copy or that visual that just isn't up to par. Which brings us to our second point. The reason you're not selling is the quality of your content and the resources that you use. Let's start with quality and visuals. This is a tough one because I know a lot of you are just starting out and don't have the resources for professional services. If you do, that's awesome, guys. Just give in and hire them. Don't try and save money doing it yourself. If you have the resources, if you have the funds, hire out when it comes to branding. If you don't, there are some workarounds. So first, YouTube. Yes, it has skeezy salesmen, but it also has great tutorials. And also, just a little plug, so does our website. So you could check out our tutorials, socialsaladsociety.com. But use those resources and learn how to create visuals that maybe aren't the best, but at least they're a step or two above your current skill level. It won't cost you a lot of money, but it will cost you a lot of time. There's also Fiverr and Facebook groups. We have mentioned this in past podcasts. But if you have some semblance of a budget, even if it's small, you may be able to find someone just starting their business who's a little bit more affordable. And if your visuals just aren't there, if you can't afford it and you just can't learn how to do it, maybe your brain doesn't work that way, then focus on the content.
So I have a few rules when it comes to content for sales. And the first rule is stop trying to sell at every opportunity.
Yes, you have this product or service you want to sell and you're so excited and motivated to sell it. So you line up all these opportunities, you have meetings set up with clients or businesses to sell your product to, you're being interviewed in a local publication for a website or a podcast, your ClickFunnels website is all set up, your webinar is ready to go, whatever it is, your opportunities are in place. And even if they're not, even if you just jump on that one person who shows even a little speck of interest in what you're offering, you take that opportunity and you sell, sell, sell. What is it that they say in the movies? They always say, always be closing ABC. That is your mindset. Yeah. That is your mindset. And every opportunity you jump on, reminding people that you have a product and you want them to buy it. But guess what? You've just let that opportunity slip right through your fingers because all you did was talk about your needs and not the customers. Ultimately, sales and your business are not about you. That product or service you offer is about solving the problem of your customer. And no one is going to believe that you can solve their problem until they trust you. So all of those opportunities are not about selling your product. They're about gaining people's trust. Only then will people believe your product will solve their problem. Otherwise, to them, you're just that sleazy used car salesman and your product is a lemon.
No, that's so true. So what we mean, just to kind of recap, to stop trying to sell is to take advantage of all of those opportunities, be there for those opportunities, but use those opportunities to get to build relationships rather than say, hey, my product is discounted at this rate. My product, you know, buy it now, buy it. You know, it's going to come with this or that, or my service is, it includes, you know, stop that. Just build the relationship. And that kind of brings us to the next point, which is very important in my second rule. Start selling through real life experiences, meaning testimonials, stories, statistics, results, and not always business related material. Relate to your audience. It is a huge mistake I see all of the time. And I'm referring to mainly when you're promoting on social media or you're looking to grow your accounts and, you know, attract your audience. That's how you're going to attract them, not through constantly posting salesy material. It's not going to work. You need to relate to people and connect. And when someone feels like they have a connection with you, like Megan said, they'll trust you. And that's how you will continue to sell, because you don't just want one sale. You want repeat business. And that's how you do it. And the third rule is to be consistent. And this is very difficult for a lot of people, including, you know, myself too. But that's because you're building up a business. It's a lot of work. And it's a lot of things to do every single day. It's a lot of action, and it can be difficult and challenging and scary at the same time, but very rewarding. So on every network that applies to your audience, every social media network, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever it is, you know, you want to make sure that your audience is present on there. So are they just on Facebook? Are they on Facebook and Instagram? Are they not on Twitter at all? Figure it out. Use your resources and then use tools such as scheduling tools to make your life a little bit easier. We all have a lot of things going on, and marketing may be new to a lot of you, but stop telling yourself that you can only do one thing at a time. I'm telling you this because I want to see growth. And if you are going to scale your business, do it right. Don't wait. Don't wait to be active on Instagram. Don't wait to grow your email list. Just do it. It's like, and if you don't understand how to do it, that's what we're here for. And sometimes when you're starting something new, it can seem super overwhelming and like, just like you don't want to do it because it's like, oh, I'll do it later. You know, I don't know anything about it. So all in all, once you learn the task, it'll be a lot easier. And that's why I just do it. Don't wait. Create content for it. Create content for a reason. And if you are just posting, you are going to be just posting for a very long time. And who wants to do that? Use all of your resources and figure out a way to get it done. That is why we give you tips and tools and things to help educate you and make it easier. It isn't easy. I will tell you that, but why wait? Do you want a successful business or not? Basically is what it comes down to. The longer you wait, the more leads that will pass by.
Oh,
you
my
need
gosh.
To jump on the opportunity now.
Absolutely.
So the next thing that you want to consider when it comes down to why you aren't selling is that you don't have a strategy in place and you rely on quick fix tools. A business isn't built on growth hacks, and I have said it before. Although we offer growth hacks in our group, they're really just tools to kind of help make your life easier, like different scheduling tools. Tools are meant to help save you some time, but they will not grow your business. You will. If you don't have a system in place, then how do you expect to grow? You don't want to spend years just networking and reaching out to people, do you? I mean, it takes so much time. You want to build a reputable brand that people remember.
Yes.
Eventually, you want people reaching out to you. At some point, you don't need to do the heavy lifting. If you rely on quick fix tools, or even just put your energy into that rather than the strategy for that matter, you end up wasting a ton of time and you will fail to gain quality brand recognition. Quick fix tools are not meant to grow your business. You either put in the work or you don't. When you have a strategy, you are implementing it for a reason. There is a reason for every action. You aren't just hustling to see what will happen. You can predict what will happen. So if you want to sell, you need to predict what will happen. You can't just guess and just post something. You know, bringing this full circle, you need to create content that works. You need to create content for a specific mm-hmm. audience, and you need a strategy of how you're going to target that specific audience. So create a strategy, implement a system, and it will generate the leads, which leads to my final reason of why you aren't selling.
All right. So the last reason you're probably not selling, guys, what if you're the opposite of all this? Your product is awesome. You don't need really fancy pictures or really wordy copy, because when people will see what you offer, your product or your service, they'll want it because it's the best thing to ever happen to whatever problem you are solving. So if all of that is true, and you are that next Steve Jobs releasing your industry's version of the iPhone, why aren't you selling? Because you aren't selling.
a lot of your customers, they don't know what they nope. want, like Megan said, and they don't know what they need. So when you're developing content and we say, you know, don't, you know, get to know your audience and connect with them, we're not saying don't ever post, you know, trying to sell.
Yeah.
We're just trying to tell you to sell in a different way. If they don't know what they want yet, you have to give them a solution. And I talked about this before. So show them the solution and how it will impact their life. And you can still put out content that says like, hey, we have discounts, or we have this going on or that going on. Just don't be a business with a constant sales pitch, is basically what we're trying to say.
Oh, it's so exhausting, Megan, when you read those posts in your yes. newsfeed. And do you know what I do? I unfollow that page. I don't want to see it.
Me too.
So
me too.
Yes, you value your product. So you don't feel like, oh, I don't have to constantly be selling it because I don't want to be too salesy. But the problem is other people don't value your product. Your product or service will not sell itself, even if it's the iPhone. Even now, Apple still markets their new iPhones. And not to compare us to Apple, but I still have to sell social salad because products don't sell themselves. You have to sell, you have to establish the problem, that's your connection to the audience, and then offer the solution to this problem in the form of whatever it is that you are selling. Your inactive approach makes people think maybe you don't believe in your product. If you just stop posting, if you say, oh, I give up after one Facebook ad that failed, does that mm-hmm. show your audience that you believe in your product? No, you stop trying to sell it. Why are you selling a product that you don't believe in, that loses people's trust? So not only now do people think your product is crap, but now they think you are too, because you're trying to sell a product you don't believe in. So.
And people can sense that.
Yeah.
People can tell.
People are smart.
You can tell.
I know.
So.
I go in sales.
You know how they can tell?
How?
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think that they can tell because there's a lot of people who sell, like, let's use affiliate marketing for an example. There are so many affiliate marketers who are very successful. And the reason that they're successful is because they authenticate themselves.
Absolutely.
You can tell when someone isn't passionate, when they take exactly what that, you know, company that allows them to resell their products or whatever it is, they give you content or they give you pictures. And when the affiliate marketer is using that content exactly like everybody else, you can tell they're not passionate about it, because if they were, they'd authenticate themselves or find a way, and you could see their passion through their blogs, through their posts, because they're selling a solution. If I'm obsessed with a product, I mean, or a service, but let's use product as an example because it's easier to understand mm-hmm. that way. If I am obsessed with a product, I am going to show people it worked. So I got sick, like, I think it was a couple of years ago, and I took Alka-Seltzer cold and flu. And let me tell you, that works amazing. I was like, after, I know it'll make sense in a second. After like taking it after like an hour, I felt like I was cured. And I told everyone who got sick, you need to take it. I felt like I was cured after an hour. So let's say I'm an affiliate marketer for Alka-Seltzer. That's how I would promote it. And you can hear, like, I'm dead serious that it worked. Like, I would give examples. Like, I would show people, like, But what if I'm not passionate about it, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, it makes you feel better up to 24 hours. You could tell if someone really uses the product or not.
Yeah.
But you can tell. So
absolutely.
That's important too. Don't sell what you're not passionate about.
And this goes for services and your pitches about your services as well as products. I know we mention a lot about products because it is easier to understand, but people can tell when you don't believe mm-hmm. in your own services.
I think that's common.
I think it is too.
I think that's common. I think people doubt themselves.
I think it is too.
A lot.
Yes. I think that's why you're so good at selling, because I never think that you ever doubt yourself.
Okay. So my mom always tells me, fake it till you make it. And when I started my marketing company, well, maybe I should tell you guys this. I started in marketing because I first started my career in real estate, and I didn't love real estate and I needed to learn more. I was really good at selling. I did really well my first year and my first, 3 months, I sold like over $1 million. And I don't know how, because I had just moved to Miami from Chicago and I didn't have any connections. I just really love sales. And I needed to learn more because I didn't understand how to do the contracts. And I got a friend of mine told me that a boutique brokerage in Miami Beach was looking for a marketing, someone to handle the marketing director. And I was like, well, can you tell them I want to be like an assistant to a broker to learn? And they said, my friend was like, just go try it. I didn't know anything about marketing. I knew how to sell though. And so I went in for the interview. I did a ton of research ahead of time. I became the marketing director of a boutique real estate company in Miami Beach without knowing anything about marketing. I taught myself everything, and no one had any idea that I didn't know, because I went in with confidence. I did my research. I knew that I had to make mistakes and I had to learn. And the only way that someone was ever going to, you know, believe in me was if I believed in myself. And ever since then, that's my mentality when it comes to my business. And then eventually I went off and I started my own marketing company. And now we're here with the Social Salad, and it's just building and building and growing and growing. And I have my own products, and everything's a challenge. Sometimes new things come our way and you have to just go into it saying, okay, I could fail or I could succeed, but I'm passionate about this and I'm going to go for it. And you have to believe in yourself.
Absolutely. Okay. So that's going to bring me to my very last point. The number one way that you sell with integrity is just to be honest. Don't make false claims. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh my God, everything I say about sales is amazing because I made six figures in 1 month selling. No.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. Anyone who says that on the internet is flat out lying to you.
I know. We see that often too, and I'm sure all of you do as well. And it really bothers me because they're all claiming the same thing. Yeah. There's so many people claiming the same thing. It's dishonest.
It's dishonest. And it just makes you feel icky. Yeah. For the most part, I think most people know when we're being lied to. You know that icky sales technique is icky. You know that person did not make six figures sitting in their crappy apartment talking on their webinar. Mm-hmm. And
this should be a whole podcast.
I know it should be. Sorry. I digress.
We all, even if we, no, me too. But like, even though Megan and I both have, you know, a marketing agency, we still, you know, see these things on social media, and everybody can always learn and, you know, and grow, and you should be educating yourself every single day. But when I see these things, it doesn't make me necessarily feel bad. I see how it can make other people feel bad, because I look at it and I'm like, why is everybody doing the same thing? Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, it's a bad look. It's getting to be too, it's like, I can't explain it. I'm sure you can all relate and understand what I'm saying, but it's just, I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't know what my point was with that, well, but I don't like it.
I do want to point out, I will make a point for that. Then Sydney and I are not in sales. We are in social media. Yes. However, sales is kind of like the sister of social media. So I want to make that clear. So when we see that, you know, people who are doing the same thing and that same thing is really shady, What that does is bring our whole industry down a notch. That is the issue that we have with it. So don't make false claims. That's what I'm saying. When you make false claims, people are going to see that because of your lack of sales. That's proof that you're probably not being 100% honest. If you're a service and you don't have a statistic to back up your claim, just be honest about it and don't make up an excuse for it. The sale will come from your belief in your own value.
Everyone has to start somewhere.
Everyone has to start somewhere. Yes. So show your value. Just like Cindy said, I recently met with an architect who was just starting his business. He had no clients and nothing to show for proof of his work. So what did I tell him? Build a portfolio of mock-ups. Show your value. And by proving your value, you will land that potential client. If you don't believe in your value enough to, one, create a portfolio of what you do, and two, be honest about what you have to offer, then no one is going to trust you. Even if that lie makes you a sale, you're not going to be able to deliver on your claims, and not delivering will leave you in a world of hurt, because you will then be, guys, this is so important for you to remember, you'll be in breach of contract and you're going to owe your clients all of their money back. It's really going to get you. And same with products.
Right. And same with products. So like I've said in other podcasts, I can relate to the service industry and then people who also sell products. Because if I'm claiming that my products are going to do this, this, and that, and they don't, and for, you know, with any product or whatever it is, it's not always going to be the same for everyone. But if I'm claiming all of these things and all of a sudden people are like, wait, that's BS. That doesn't do that at all. Well, then there goes my reputation as well.
Do you know what I think of when you say that? Do you guys remember those My Pillow infomercials?
I still see them on TV.
Yeah, they're still on TV, and they had to change their claims because they had false claims and all of the customers sued them for it. And now every time I see
– I didn't know that.
And now every time I see this pillow thing, I'm like, I can't buy from them, because as much as I need a new pillow and my neck hurts every morning, I'm not buying that pillow because – of the false claims they made at the beginning of their, you know, big break that they had. So
it's not my pillow.
That's not my pillow. So guys, just have integrity. It's so important to everything that you do in sales, in marketing products. So important.
I agree. So just a quick overview to bring everything together. I know we've gone over a lot. If you're wondering why you aren't selling, maybe it is because your content doesn't have a specific audience, or you're targeting the wrong audience. You don't have a lead generating system in place, or that you aren't creating quality content and using all of your amazing resources. Make sure you're actually selling and not just putting a Facebook page up and expecting sales. And above all else, you have to be trustworthy, as Megan and I just spoke about. Think about it logically. Think about big, successful businesses. That can be yours. But if you're too salesy in your content, it doesn't lead to anywhere. There's no reasoning behind it. You're going to be running in circles. Yes, you may get clients, and that's great. And you may get sales, and that's great. But to me, it would be better if the work that I put in now, all of these hours and days of being exhausted and thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, can I just do it tomorrow? It will lead to excellent brand recognition. Mm-hmm. And I'd prefer that and the consistent cash flow and just the leads generating on their own. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I would.
And that's, you know, that's what it's all about, is these leads generating on their own, eventually establishing a brand built around integrity that inspires lifelong customers.
Okay. Yeah, it's important. And also just to really ingrain this in your minds, but make sure that when you're selling a solution.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to do more posts about it in the group. Sell the solution, because I feel like some of you might listen to this and be like, oh, how am I actually going to get the sale? Well,
solution.
Give the solution and it'll sell itself and be consistent. So I know I've said it 100 times, but I really want you to keep that in mind.
No, you have to say things a million times, because sometimes people don't actively listen during a 40-minute podcast.
It's a long podcast.
This is long. But the worth information it. Information is there for you, though. We hope that it gave you some insight into why you're not making sales. And if you are still not sure, if you still have questions because it was long and hopefully not as convoluted as it feels, be sure to join our Facebook group and leave your questions in the comments. You will need to be a member, but we would love to have you as part of our Social Salad family. And
yes, we would.
We would. And stay tuned next Monday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time for the next episode of the Social Salad podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening.